Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. In the book of Revelation, we read that in these end times, there will be 10 kings who will give their power and their authority to a very charismatic political leader called the Beast. And we also read that the Beast will only rule for a very short time, but during this time, he will bring havoc on this earth. We read that he will start the Great Tribulation, a time so bad that if Jesus Christ wouldn't intervene, no human being would be saved alive. The Bible also tells us that the Great Tribulation is foremost directed against the modern descendants of the ancient houses of Israel and Judah. And I'm not just talking about the Jews, the house of Judah. Note, I also said the modern descendants of the ancient house of Israel. Peoples who can be found today in the United States of America, in Great Britain, in Canada, in Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and other English-speaking nations. The Bible tells us that the Roman Empire fell, but it would be resurrected, revived 10 times. And 9 of these revivals have already taken place. And we see the final and last revival occurring in Europe right now. A confederation of 10 nations or groups of nations, those 10 kings, who will then give their power to a very charismatic political leader, the Beast. We are seeing in Europe right now that the Eurozone is trying to become the core Europe. And out of the Eurozone, there will be 10 nations or groups of nations coming together, and then in turn passing on their authority to that Beast. You see, my friends, in light of this, and in light of the fact that the Beast will launch a war against the houses of Israel and Judah, we should be very alert as to what is going on in Europe right now. And I like to point out that we hear a lot about the debt crisis over there. And uninformed people are telling us the European dream is over. They don't know what they are talking about. Just the opposite is happening. Because out of this debt crisis, there will come the prophesied 10 nations or groups of nations in Europe as a final revival of the Roman Empire. Let me read to you from an article which was published this week by Der Spiegel Online, which was titled, How the EU Can Emerge from the Ashes. And they are quoting a very prominent figure, the former foreign minister of Germany, Joschka Fischer, who is quoted as saying this: to stabilize the continent in crisis, Joschka Fischer wants to see a resolute political body consisting of the leaders of the Eurozone countries. They should, he believes, be outfitted with a far-reaching authority and granted sufficient power by their parliaments back home. Now, there are many in Berlin, this article goes on to say, who hope that the idea of a core Europe will bring about accelerated integration and an important simplification of intergovernmental cooperation. Everyone agrees on the charm of the solution. And now listen carefully what that charm of the solution is. The grumblers from Britain would finally be left out in the cold. And a united Europe could simply dismiss them should they oppose any further integration. They will be hopping mad, said Fischer, but then they won't be able to cause trouble anymore either. And I don't know whether you observed what was happening in Europe for the last 2 weeks. A literal war of words is going on over there between continental Europe and Great Britain. And my friends, let me tell you, literal wars always start with words, with propaganda. And so it is extremely important to realize what is happening right now. Let me read to you from the British paper, the Daily Mail. Let me show what their take on the situation is. In an article dated November 19, quoting German Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble, saying, the euro will emerge stronger from the current crisis, leaving Britain on the sidelines unless it's signed up. Jean-Claude Juncker, head of the powerful Eurogroup of Eurozone finance ministers, said Britain was in no position to comment on the crisis, as its deficit was twice the European average. Schäuble's comments came as Mr. Cameron arrived to a hostile reception in Berlin for talks on the Eurozone crisis with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Senior members of Mrs. Merkel's ruling coalition voiced their irritation at London's lecturing over the crisis. Leading German magazine Der Spiegel ran a prominent feature describing Britain as the diseased empire. And Rainer Brüderle, head of Mrs. Merkel's coalition partners, said Britain cannot be freeloaders in the Eurozone. But the Daily Mail article goes on to explain how the German press has reacted, how they wrote about the present war of words. It says, Germany's press has hardly been the best of friends with Mrs. Merkel of late, but it is firmly on her side when it comes to dealing with the old enemy. Bild carried the headlines, Britain zittern vor Deutschlands Europlanen. Britons tremble before Germany's Europlans. And Europa spricht Deutsch, Herr Cameron. Was wollen die Engländer eigentlich noch in der EU? Europe speaks German, Mr. Cameron. What do the English actually want in the European Union? And then they went on in an accompanying article to say that the British people will be horrified by what is going on in Europe, said Philip Hollobone, a Eurosceptic Tory MP. Foreign policy going back to the time of Henry VIII has been to try to prevent conglomeration of power on the continent of Europe, which would be against British national interests. Here we are in the 21st century with a German attempt to create a single economic and political bloc. This is Britain's golden chance to get out of the European Union and set ourselves free. But the German press reacted with anger, and especially Bild pointed out in an article by Daily Mail that allegedly they libeled Angela Merkel, calling her a Nazi. Now, I read this article by the Daily Mail. It's not entirely clear that that is what they said, but it came close. And so you see the anger developing between those two blocks. And the Bible tells us, my friends, that this anger will result in an outright war. Believe it or not, but we are seeing it's developing. We are seeing how close we are. The relationship between Europe and America has deteriorated already. Now we read in Deutsche Welle from this week that the relationship between Canada and mainly Germany is deteriorating. Basically because of the fact that Germany was not willing to participate in the war against Libya and Canada was one of their strongest supporters. My friend, biblical prophecy is coming true. It is so important we understand what is happening in Europe. And of course, the Great Tribulation will also involve a war in the Middle East. And we hear about a potential attack of Israel against Iran. Europe is not in favor of that. We find that the beast power will align with Arab nations against Israel when that time has come. They will intervene in the Middle East, trying to bring peace. That's what they are going to say. It's going to end up in a terrible, outright, worldwide war. It is directed against the British and American and Canadian people and against the Jews. And, my friends, it is also directed against the true followers of Jesus Christ, the spiritual Israelites. We should also be aware of the fact that when that time has arrived, it is going to be so terrible that Jesus Christ must return to shorten the days so that some can survive. And he did say, for the elect's sake, I will come to shorten those days and to save them. Let's pray that you are awake and that you belong to those elect so that you have a chance to survive the terrible times which are going to come very soon. Until next time, this is Norbert Lenk for the Standing Watch program.